We have been working our way through Philippians, talking about thankfulness for the team that we have in Christ, the body of Christ, how we serve together, talking about living a life that Paul calls worthy of the gospel. The price that has been paid for us was the blood of Jesus Christ, that we might enter into his spirit and in his spirit imitate Christ and imitate his humility, and with that price in mind, that we should serve as those who have been bought. In chapter 2, Paul talks about how Christ poured himself out, his total humility in service to God's will. And now, as we pick up in verse 12, we pick up a section that expresses how we then should behave given the example of Christ's humility. Verse 12, "Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more so in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like the stars in the sky, and as you hold firmly to the word of life, then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming through your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me." Interesting. We're being told that as Christ set the example for humility, we should continue to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Much has been made of this verse that we are somehow earning our salvation or working for our salvation. But we have been saved. We know that from our study in 1 John, that he that has the Son has life. We have salvation. What we are working out as we work is to perfect our walk in Christ so that Christ may be seen in us. And so continuing to work out our salvation is for us an effort to continue to pour ourselves out as Christ poured himself out. And if we are children of God, as it says in verse 14, then we will shine like the stars in the sky. We will reveal God through our behavior. This is how they will know you're my disciples, by the way that you love one another. We will reveal God by our behavior, and the world will see Christ. So a humble servant doesn't argue, doesn't say it's not fair, doesn't complain about rights being violated or abused. Humility is an act of no self-interest. Instead, we take the interest of Christ. What was Jesus' interest? To love the world, to save the world, not to condemn the world, but to teach us to love as he loved, and to woo us to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. And so, dear friends, let us be children of God in all that we do, humble, gentle, and willing to let go of our self-service for the service of our God and Father. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. These are the commands that Christ has spurred us towards. Have a great week.